Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
That is so good to hear. Only two more days left.
Yeah, of open enrollment. Yeah, just so everybody knows, annual enrollment starts October 15th through December 7th. And at that time, you can make any decision you want. Then they allow January 1st to March 31st, what we call OEP, open enrollment, for people to make one more selection should they have chosen the wrong plan. So March 31st is coming up really quick here. And then after that, you're going to be locked in. Now, there are many special enrollment situations that people may or may not qualify for.
Right.
It's best if you do need to change your plan, maybe your doctor dropped you or maybe something else happened, to reach out to me. Because if there's a way that I can help you change your plan to something that's more appropriate for you, I want to do that. If you can't qualify for something, I'm going to let you know that too.
Now, the thing of it is, for issues that if the doctor drops you, you're going to have to find another doctor or have to bite it.
Correct. So that's not a situation where you can get an automatic enrollment.
Right.
Whether your doctor dropped you. Another one was people will come and say, I just got diagnosed with, name it, cancer, COPD, whatever, and I need to go see this particular doctor that doesn't take my plan. Well, again, a bad diagnosis is what we call a special enrollment reason to change. So, but do reach out to me because there may be something I can get you to qualify for.
Yeah, and that's what Kathy does. She can check the ins and outs because some people just get so unglued for certain situations. And if you're going to move, you know, say you move into a different county, maybe a different area, whatever, that could qualify.
Yes, if you move out of your zip code into another zip code, then you can qualify for a special election period. Typically, you'll have 63 days after you file your change of address. But if you're just moving within the same county, that doesn't really count because you can keep the plan, according to Medicare, you can keep the plan you have and still be able to use it and see the same doctors.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If you're not sure about this stuff, Kathy's number is 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. Nothing's, no problem. If you think the question is stupid, it isn't because you wouldn't have thought about it. Kathy can at least give you the answers to what is going on because so many people are saying, oh gosh, I'm in a couple days now to make the change. Well, you better giddy up. But the simple fact is there are obviously some other possible changes that can be made, but make the call.
Reach out because I can let you know whether you'd qualify for something. That's important if there's something that you need to do or a doctor you need to see or your doctor has dropped you. Just call me, let me know. I'll see if there's some way I can help you.
Because a lot of people just don't shrug it off because certain situations you may not, like Kathy said earlier about, you know, doctor drops you and you care for that. Well, you're going to have to try to get a different doctor, whatever. Ask the questions. Okay. Kathy will meet you wherever you need to meet. Okay. And you can check out her office as well. 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. That is at Forest Oaks and Highway 19 down from Guido's Pizza and Nature Coast Jewelers. You can't miss it. Great office she's got there. You can meet there. She'll meet you at your place. Whatever's going to be the convenient way to at least get some answers or just even do it on the phone. But make the call 727-735-2337. That is Kathy's number to call because KECinsuranceServices.com, that's the website. Check that out. Past programs are on there. You can send Kathy an email through the website as well, KECinsuranceServices.com. Don't hesitate to reach out there to get an answer or two to some questions that you may have. So pretty much things are status quo after the 31st. Okay?
Right. Yes, and I had a lady reach out to me yesterday. She found me online. She'd heard me on the radio, but she found me online. Thank goodness that worked for. But she was able to get in that very same day. She called yesterday morning. I had her in yesterday afternoon. I wrote up her plan. She had moved from a different place in the state, moved here, and she needed to get a plan right away because April 1st, she's got doctors to see. So I was able to help her yesterday. So that is
That's cool. That worked out good.
Another thing is if you are coming up on your 65th birthday, and I get this all the time, they'll call me a couple weeks before their birth month or a couple weeks before their birthday. And then I will ask them, are you drawing Social Security? And they said, no. I said, well, then you need to apply for your Part B. And they said, well, how long does that take? Well, Right now, Medicare and Social Security is working at 4 to 6 weeks out. So I implore you, if you're coming up on your 65th birth month and you're not going to draw Social Security, understand you will have to apply for Part B. They're not processing these claims quickly. I just got one processed yesterday that I had applied for them 3 months ago. And they were supposed to be effective March 1st. Unfortunately, it had to be April 1st. So you don't want to get yourself in that situation. You want to make sure that you give yourself enough time.
I always say 3 months at minimum.
Social Security to process your application. There could be, it depends on where it goes in Social Security. It depends on who processes it, whether or not it's going to be done quickly or not. Now, I've had them processed within 2 weeks, but that's rare. So I'm just saying that if you give yourself enough time to get processed.
Now, just in case people are trying to figure this out and realizing that we always say 3 months minimum, 3 to 4 months ahead of that 65th birthday. You've got a birthday, let's say late August. If things go right, we get it done beginning of the month for your Social Security or your Medicare. If someone doesn't get that in time for their Medicare, are they going to get penalized?
Well, in this particular case, they were within their time period. I mean, it's a month later, but no, you have time.
Okay.
But if, let's say it's 6 months out, you're going to get penalized. You have to process it.
Okay.
Within
reasonable time.
Unless you have credible coverage through your employer. Now, I had a lady in the other day that some people don't like change.
Of course not.
It's just inherent in some folks. They don't want it, even though the change is an improvement over what they currently have. So she wanted her Medicare, but she also wanted to keep her coverage through her employer. She's a retiree, so she's not actually working, but she has coverage through that employer. Cost her a whole lot more to keep that coverage, but she's comfortable with it. I'm okay if you're okay.
Wow.
But that does happen on occasion. But what she was concerned about is, am I going to get penalized for keeping this insurance? And I said, of course not. You have A and B. She went ahead and signed up for Medicare. She has A and B. She has drug coverage through that employer plan. So she is perfectly fine.
Okay. So she still has to pay the Part B.
She does have to pay the Part B, yes.
Because even with that plan she's got from her employer, why would you do this?
Some people don't like change.
I get that. She must have money that she don't care about. Money she hasn't even folded yet.
Oh, let's see. I had a
officer
of the court one time. I went and talked to him. He has coverage through the Bar Association, for which he pays over $700 a month for. He signed up for Medicare. Of course, he has to pay the $185 for his Part B, but he wanted to keep his plan through the Bar Association. I didn't understand it when he could get something far less, even far superior.
Correct.
For a fraction of that, but that's what he was comfortable with. Yeah. So like I said, I'm okay if you're okay.
Comfortable with goes as far as the pocketbook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've never seen a situation where you can't improve, number one, your coverage, because understand, when you take a Medicare plan, a lot of times you are reducing or you're eliminating that deductible.
Right.
The co-pays are far less under Medicare plans.
Yes.
And overall, you're going to save money, a lot of money in some cases, if you decide to just go to Medicare and get comfortable with that idea. A lot of times you're going to save a lot more money. Now, there are cases where the employer retirement plan pays 100% of the bill, but that's not the only thing you look at. You look at what is a deductible. The deductible is the amount of money you have to pay out of your pocket before that plan pays anything at all. And then you got to look at the maximum out of pocket. The maximum out of pocket is the number of when the bleeding stops. Let's say you pay $100 for an office call. That goes off of that max out of pocket. And it keeps ticking down. And once you reach that, then you are done paying and the plan has to pick up 100% of the remainder.
Right.
So there's a big difference between the deductible and the max out of pocket. A lot of times they'll be the same, but most of the time they're not.
See, people, that's why you need to have an independent agent. I say this every program that we do. Someone that knows what is going on, because we need to be informed. This is what Kathy does. Okay, she informs so many people over the years of things that they didn't even give a thought of at all, and wondering why they couldn't get this, this, and this, and would it be better to get this, this, and that. That's what you sit down with these people. And it's not a 5-minute how you doing deal. No, it doesn't work that way either, because she's got to know your ins and outs.
I need to know what's going to fit you. Everybody's different. We're all entirely different. And there's certain things about us and what we do and what we take and who we see that make one plan appropriate for you and another plan not appropriate. I went to see one of my long-term clients yesterday because he got a call from an agent claiming to work with his agent.
Come on.
And switched him to a plan with the same company was at, but it's a different plan. However, what that did for him is now he has to pay a deductible under his prescription drugs. Now he takes some pretty expensive drugs, and two of them are a tier three.
Oh,
so
geez.
His first, after this person switched him, his first month prescription drug copay was $400 because he has to meet the deductible first. In the plan that he was on, he didn't have a deductible. So all of a sudden,
even with the tier three drugs.
Yes.
See?
So all of a sudden, this telemarketer, this person, this agent that called him over the phone, they really messed this guy up because now he can't get his diabetes medicine that he needs because he can't afford that amount of money.
Gosh.
So be careful when you talk to a telemarketer because they'll tell you anything. They will. And they're a lot of times very unscrupulous people.
See, this is where things have got to get nailed down for this kind of stuff to not happen to people. I'm sorry. I just look at this kind of stuff and these people, you know, you're going to meet the maker. Guess what?
I don't know how this guy can sleep at night. I really don't.
I asked
my client, I said, did you get a name or you know, a card or something? So, no, they didn't send me a card. He said, I wrote down the name somewhere around here and he couldn't find it. He's in the middle of rebuilding his house. Because after the storm, but he didn't need this kind of aggravation.
Now he's stuck though, right?
He is. I'm trying to help him get back to where he was and using different methods to try and get his prescription drugs so he can at least get them. Because understand, some people are what they call established on certain prescription drugs that work for him, and he needs to stick with that. He can't switch to something cheaper because something cheaper is not going to work.
See, people, that's why we talk about this all the time, especially during open enrollment. You're going to get inundated. Not now, he's getting inundated pretty much after the fact and gets put into a position that he didn't give a thought to. Well, is this going to be better? No, it's not. If anybody calls from Medicare saying that they're from Medicare,
well, number
they're
one, they're not from Medicare.
Correct.
Because Medicare is not going to
make
telemarketing calls. Medicare doesn't do that. The only time you're going to get a call from Medicare is if you applied to Medicare.
Right.
Then you're expecting a call from Medicare because they will reach out to you just to verify the information that you input into the electronic application. Or if you send in a paper application, they want to verify stuff like that. So that's the only time you're going to get a call from Medicare is if you initiated it. Otherwise, Medicare is never going to call you. It's not going to happen. Even if they tell you they've called in from Medicare, they are not from Medicare.
I can't emphasize
that enough. And then telemarketers that will tell you that they're working with your agent?
Yeah.
No, don't believe that.
Yeah, my question would have been, okay, who's my agent? And they can't give you an answer. Say hello to Mr. Click.
What he said is, no, Kathy's my agent. That's who I talked to. Well, then all of a sudden he picked up my name and said that he worked with Kathy.
Poor guy. Mm-hmm. Again, people, Medicare will not call. Give Kathy a call if you're in a stick. So many people over the years that Kathy's been doing this is just getting blindsided because they don't have the right information. Certain things will not, you know, like Social Security issues, you got to go there armed with questions because they can answer the questions, but they can't lead you on, if you will, to help out, which is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get somebody from Social Security and you got dog barking and a screaming kid in the background. That's not going to help you either.
I think, and I'm starting to realize, that many of these Social Security employees are getting back to work. Because what they told my client who called them said, because they hadn't processed his application in a timely manner, they said, just understand we're working with a skeleton crew here. Well, that just told me that, you know, there's some people didn't come back, but most anyone that had to come back came back. They have less employees than they did before.
Well,
but
a long time coming for that to happen, but you need to have a person that you can speak with, okay? This other stuff, though, and the ones that didn't want to come back, c'est la vie.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. If they didn't want to come back, then they didn't have a job any longer.
Look at the money you saved when you were doing it from home. and now you got to sit there and get daycare or whatever or something.
Right.
Too darn bad. I mean, this is, to have a government job and stuff like that.
Most people would love to have that job.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people out there would love to have
that
job.
It'd be some work, but, oh, yeah, definitely would. Mm-hmm. And these people thinking it's okay. You know, no, really? Really? People are fighting to get a decent job, and you guys are just going to throw it away because you don't want to go back to the office? See ya.
Go back to the office, because there's too many people out there that are applying for Social Security and Medicare that need help. They need to talk to a real person. There's a lot of folks that just can't handle the electronic applications.
Right. I get that.
I get people that come in my office and they said, I don't have a computer, or I don't have, I said, do you have a smartphone? I need to, be able to send you
code.
No, they
don't. They got flip phones.
Sometimes they don't have a smartphone. So there are different methods for which you can use to get them enrolled if they don't have technology, but technology typically works best.
This is what Kathy does when she does this. 3 to 4 months in advance of that 65th birthday, as far as that is concerned, Kathy does it three ways: electronic, snail mail, fax.
Yeah.
All people does the three ways to be covered. And trust me, it's happened. It worked for me. Took a little time. We had issues. Bing, bing. But three different ways to get that application to Social Security. Not a whole lot of people do it that way either.
No, in fact, you're the poster child for if something can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. But it's still all worked out on time for you. It's just that you got every glitch that could happen.
Yeah, we laugh about this, and because
we do poster child for that.
Even before I was going on for this, talks about certain issues that could happen. And yep, I'm the poster boy for this, because if there was anything going to go wrong, it did. And that, but it all worked out. It all took effect a couple of weeks before the time. Yeah. Everything was all
settled. It to the wire, but you got it in time, but everything's worked out.
But those are the things that can happen. That is why 3 to 4 months ahead of that 65th birthday, make the call to Kathy, 727-735-2337, and set up an appointment. Again, it's not going to be 5 minutes and you're in and out. No, it doesn't work that way. You got information to have to be taken care of. What is your lifestyle? What plan is going to be the best for you? Okay. Not what your neighbor's got, because it's a whole different ball game. What is going to be best for you? And she's got other options for certain companies. Since she is an independent agent, she gets to, quote, shop around.
Yes.
And that makes it a lot easier for a lot of people.
It
a lot
does.
Of work for you, because obviously you're just not a one company deal.
Yeah, you know why it's a lot more work? Because if you work for a single company, you have a single certification to do every year. One.
Yes.
That means one test, one training program, mm-hmm. and one certification for one company. But if you work for all of the companies, you have an individual certification with each one of those.
Right.
So it's the same process for one company, but individually for every company. So you've got to do the same thing however many times as you have companies that you work with.
Kathy works with a lot of companies. So she has to be certified in all of these. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of knowing each company's ins and outs, so Kathy can give you the best plan for you. And it's individualized for you, not just a group thing. That's why she does the independent deal, because she can go to different companies and see what's going to be the best for you. So that's why nothing beats an independent insurance agent when it comes to stuff like this, because you're in good hands with somebody that knows what they're doing. Kathy's been doing this for a long, long time, and she hasn't been in the business this long by giving people the wrong information. You just don't do that. You can't do that.
No, because everybody's different, and you got to make sure that whatever you recommend for them is going to be in their best interest.
Right.
Not in yours, in theirs. Because even though I have folks that come in and they'll end up staying with their employer's insurance, that's in their best interest.
Right.
And that's what I recommend. And it's not based on what I would rather do, but more based on what's best for them.
See, again, if you're not sure, you know, just make the call. But it's a rat race sometimes for this kind of information, because you need to have all the ducks in a row when it comes to getting that Social Security if you're going to take it at 65. And Kathy's noticed this over the years, that a lot of them are waiting to full retirement age.
Vast majority are waiting to full retirement age. There are some that will take it at 62. There's some that will take it at 65. But typically, we'll do the math. Now, how much are you going to lose if you take it early? Are you going to still work? And now that's important.
Right.
Because if you're going to remain employed, understand you're going to get a haircut in your Social Security if you take it early.
Right.
Not only are you going to get a haircut, but you're going to get penalized for taking it early if your income exceeds certain thresholds. So there's a lot of times when it does not make sense to accept your Social Security money early, because over the long run, you're going to lose money.
A lot of people are waiting to full retirement age, depending on the year you were born. Mine was at 66 and 8 months. Okay. If you're in 59, you got to go to 66 and 10 months.
And if it's 1960, which is right now all 65-year-olds were born in 1960.
Right.
Then it's going to be 67.
Correct.
You're going to be 67 years old when you are at your full retirement age. Once you reach that threshold, then you can continue to work. You can continue to earn money.
Right.
You're not going to lose any money on your Social Security. There's no penalty for earning, you know, continuing to work and earn money.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt you at all.
And if this administration does the job without, you know, taking the, not to tax your Social Security benefits.
That would be phenomenal.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Just imagine for a moment, no tax on your Social Security and no property taxes. Wouldn't that be nice?
And depending on how well athletic or so you are, and you like to be a server or whatever those kind, you're not going to get taxed on your tips.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Kathy knows my sister, and she did that for the longest time, and she was still good at it. You know, some of them look at, you know, trying to tell her how to do, because she did a little glitch with somebody. They looked at her, you know, no. She goes, I got 40 plus with this kind of stuff. I could run rings around you people. But again, you need to make the call to have Kathy help you out. Again, no question is stupid. So you just need to see what is going to be the best for you, and she's going to find what's going to be the best for you 3 to 4 months in advance of that 65th birthday. And most of the time now, everybody is still going to work after 65, not going to collect Social Security till their full retirement age.
Most of the time.
How many are you getting to do it at 70?
Very few.
Correct.
But typically, there's really good reason for it. And when they explain the reason to me, I concur.
Okay.
For example, a gentleman is much older than his spouse, and he wants to maximize his Social Security should he predecease her, that she gets paid, because she would receive his Social Security.
Right, correct.
Gets the highest amount. Now he's continuing working, so he, you know, is earning a living, so it's not like he needs that money early.
Correct.
But he wanted to maximize it. I agree with that. I think that's a good reason to extend it to 70 years old. Most times it doesn't make sense, because at full retirement age, you can continue to work and continue to make money and not be penalized for it.
I'm doing.
So it makes no sense to me to delay it to age 70. I did have one person that didn't make sense, and I told him it didn't make sense, but he wanted to wait till he was 70 anyway. I mean, he had all sorts of health issues.
Yeah.
You know, you have all sorts of health issues and some serious ones. Why would you extend it to age 70? Why not take it now?
KECinsuranceServices.com. Check out the website with all kinds of great information. Again, you can send Kathy an email through the site, but make the call. Her office is at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, Forest Oaks Plaza, Highway 19 in Forest Oaks, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. The number to call is 727-735-2337. Make an appointment. Get all the information that you can. Kathy will be glad to help you out. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two.
Do it in two. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.